Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. An Israeli unity government has been confirmed. That's the headline. Winky Madad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What's the latest, Winky, from the Israeli Supreme Court on Netanyahu being allowed to form a government?
Well, the Supreme Court finally, I think, was stymied. They had no alternative because the law is very clear on the issue that Mr. Netanyahu, despite a criminal charge being placed before the court and him having to go to trial, the law says he can be the prime minister. There's no way that the Supreme Court could have turned that around. It has nothing to do with what the law says. So that this week, the path was cleared for Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Gantz to draw up their coalition agreements and to move ahead. And as happened on the Thursday, 72 signatures were handed in to the president of Israel, Mr. Ruvi Rivlin, recommending Mr. Netanyahu be given 14 days to set up a government, which I think will probably be done, actually, by next week.
You said 72 members of the Knesset signed on to that?
Absolutely, 72. And, of course, to remind our listeners, he only needs 61 to have a majority.
So that makes a very good coalition government coming together. Well, any other roadblocks in the way?
Well, the next step actually means that the Knesset will reconvene on Monday and Tuesday. The full coalition agreement will be placed on the desks of every single of the 120 members of Knesset. There will be a debate. Mr. Netanyahu and probably Mr. Gantz will present their government in terms of general policy statements. There'll be a bit of a debate. And within a day, eventually, motion to confirm the government of, I think it's the 23rd government maybe already, will be confirmed. And then we can get on with the business of hand, which means governing in a corona cycle, in a employment cycle, that all is giving us the ups and downs here in Israel.
Winky Madad with the details on how the Israeli unity government has been confirmed. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Confirmation of a unity government in Israel is good news to the Israelis after 17 months and three national elections without a government. This gives stability to the state of Israel, and it warns Israel's enemies, we are once again open for business to protect the Jewish nation surrounded by enemies that want to destroy this Jewish state. Israel is a powerful military operation in a very rough neighborhood. However, the bottom line is that God will protect His chosen people and nation. That scenario is found in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, to chapter 39, verse 6. God will protect His people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...